Hey, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about why it's not too late to get started on your social media marketing. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So I was reading an article this morning. It was an article from about 6 months ago, and it was talking about how 60% of businesses are not using social media marketing. And I look at that figure, and obviously you go everywhere online, there's loads of people using social media marketing, and yet 60% of those businesses aren't. Now, if you're one of those 60% of those businesses because you don't know what you're doing, which is fine, by the way, or you haven't got time, which is also fine, you outsource it to people like us. We create a social media marketing campaign for you. We start driving traffic to your website. Start closing more business. That's it. It's pretty simple. But if you are one of those people that haven't done it yet, and you're kind of worried that, well, you know, I think that time is gone. I've missed the opportunity. I don't think you've missed the opportunity at all. I think there's a lot more opportunity for you to get onto your social media and start pushing out your business. But you've got to start doing it properly. And you've got to have a plan in place for what are you going to post, when are you going to post, what's the next step. I'm a big believer, everything I do in terms of marketing is about working out what's the next step for the end user. We post something like this video on social media, so it's like, okay, why are we posting this video? So first of all, it does a couple of things. It demonstrates knowledge, it demonstrates expertise, it says that I'm in this particular marketplace, i.e. digital marketing. We can talk about digital marketing like experts, so again, we get authority from that. That's number one. Number two, what do we want you, the user, to do next? Like, do we want you to click somewhere? Do we want you to come and join our mastermind group, which is free, by the way, and you should come and join that. Link will be down below. Like, what do we want that person to do next? Do we want them to click and get a discovery call, a strategy session, as we call it? What would we want that person to do? And when you know what that is, then that will help you actually work out what on earth you're supposed to be talking about during your social media marketing. It doesn't have to be videos. It can be podcasts. It can be audio. It can be Clubhouse. It can be images. It can be long-form text. I usually do at the moment a long-form text. And we see a dramatic increase on traffic to our website, etc. So we know all that, but knowing what we want the person to do next will help us form an idea as to what we want the social media marketing to be about. So it's like, in my business, what's the next problem that we want to solve? So for example, one of the problems that we want to solve is we want to start buying up smaller digital marketing agencies. That's one of the decisions that we've made. That's one of the things that we're going to go ahead and start doing. So you're going to start then seeing the next couple of videos and the next podcast and the next images all about, have you got a digital marketing agency? Do you want to sell it? And by the way, it doesn't have to be just digital marketing agencies. It can be website design. It can be a service. We're about to buy, I think, a website that is a... How can I say it without saying too much about it? It's a baby website, first of all, but it's about... I've probably given too much away there. But it's about... It's like a magazine-style website for babies and new mums. Like, what on earth do I know about that? I don't know anything about that. But then I look at what the revenue is and how much we're buying it. I'm like, yeah, we'll buy that. We can put a content writer onto that. So we're looking at all sorts of different types of businesses for us to start buying. And so this is one of the next markets that we're going into, is mergers and acquisitions, because one, it sounds really cool. what do you do in your business? Mergers and acquisitions. Oh yes. Oh well, we only deal with the big boys. The website that we're buying is 10 grand, by the way. So it's not a huge amount of money. We're definitely not buying multi-million pound businesses where we have very little control. It's not actually what we want, but we're going to talk about that from a social media marketing point of view. And guess what, when people start seeing it and start going, yeah, do you know what, I'm going to sell my business, Dan's got some cash, he's ready to buy them, it generates cash flow every month, I could do with a lump sum, Dan gets his cash flow, everybody wins, like, I'm going to sell that business, right? So whatever it is that you're trying to solve in your own business, you can talk about that, or you could talk about how you're solving problems in other people's businesses or lives or homes. So if you're a plumber And plumbers are like, well, what's the point in doing social media marketing for me? There's loads of point. The whole point of it, and this is where 60% of the businesses in the UK are failing, the whole point of social media marketing is to get whatever your product or service or you is in front of the people who actually might want to use that service at some point in the future. So that when they need that service, they know exactly where to go. They know who is the person that can actually help them the most to solve that particular problem. And that's it. That's all social media marketing is. Now, has social media marketing been confused by things like TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of thing? I see people in business and they're doing these dances, these TikTok dances. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you a dancer? Imagine Gary Vee doing all these TikTok dances. Like, what are you doing, fool? If I wanted to see someone dance, I would watch someone who's a dancer, who's trained to be a dancer, not some idiot who sells social media marketing services, me, some idiot who sells social media marketing services do this, like, TikTok dance. What the hell are you doing? So don't get confused about that. That's not what I'm saying that you should be doing by any stretch of the imagination. I definitely don't do that. What I'm saying you should be doing is things like what you're watching right now, what you're listening to right now. Talk about what's going on in your life. Talk about the problems. Talk about the customer you've just helped. Talk about the customers that you're about to go help. Talk about 60% of customers do this, 40% don't do this. All that information for somebody who's looking for an expert in that particular field, they will be keeping an eye out. You know, if my boiler has gone down and I see a video from a plumber talks about why boilers go down because they're not being serviced annually. Like, I've got a lot of boilers, by the way. As a property investor, I find I'm a connoisseur of fine boilers. And I don't mean ex-girlfriends in the nicest possible way, although some are. But I'm a connoisseur of boilers. I've got a lot of boilers going on in my life, right? And one of the biggest, like, you know, things that grates is I constantly have to service these bloody boilers once a year. But does that give me a longer lifespan? Apparently so. That's what I'm keep being told by my plumber. And I'm saying to my plumber, why don't you let other people know this? At least you're going to get the boiler service once a year. And I kind of do think it probably does help that, by the way. I don't think plumbers are trying to diddle us by doing too much boilering. But your whole point here is that you've got to get on social media. You've got to start displaying your expertise. You've got to start putting your content out. And people go, oh, I don't have time for content. I've literally, I can't even say it, I've literally been recording this video for 7 minutes, 43 seconds. I'm off for coffee. It's a Monday morning, going for coffee down at my suite, which is like a little beachfront coffee shop, lovely place. Like, literally, that's where I'm going right now. Well, I don't have time to do that, Dan. I'm in the blinking car. I'm doing 20 mile an hour on the way via the beach to go to my Monday morning coffee hit. So everyone's got time to do this stuff. Or you pull up because you're picking the kids up from school, you pull up into the car park and you hit record, you pulled over, you're nice and safe. Everyone's got time to do this. You're on site at a customer's, you're looking at a boiler. I mean, I'm using plumbers and boilers because I'm trying to think of the most mundane thing I can think of, and plumbers and boilers are pretty mundane, right? Sorry, plumbers and boiler owners, but it's true. So I'm trying to think of something really dull that you can't really social media apply, and yet you can, okay? So get to it. You got 60% of people and nowhere to be seen. When we look, I mean, I don't even know what the stats are on search engine optimization, but I'm guessing most plumbers, I reckon search engine optimization is probably less than 10% of plumbers or other service workers or businesses, probably less than 10% invest in their search engine optimization. So you've got a massive opportunity right there to go in, work really hard on that, and we do that as well, of course, you know, that's why we're here. But you've got a really good opportunity to start knocking other people off a website so that you're the one who gets found. You're the one whose phone gets rang when someone's got a problem that they need to solve. They're not going to phone the A-team. They're going to phone you because you're present. And this is where the marketing comes in. You have your social media marketing. You've got websites. You've got videos. You've got podcasts. You've got things like search engine optimization, you've got Facebook ads, you've got free downloads, free guides, you've got all this extra stuff but you can push out so that people can see you are the expert. You're the person that they need to be using when they've got a problem. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.